Blog Talk Radio.
This is PD Sports Recruiters Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reeves, and we're continuing our broadcast at the EA Prep Stars AAU Free Basketball League that is currently going on. At 3 o'clock, the top of the hour, we had Coach Aaron Alexander as our guest on our show. And this afternoon, we're going to be hearing from Carolina Fire AAU coach Anthony Johnson. The Carolina Fire AAU basketball team is currently participating in the EA Prep Free Basketball League. We were hoping to get them on last Saturday, but we weren't able to connect with Coach Johnson, so we're very excited that we're able to have him join us as our guest on the show today. The Carolina Fire, it's an AAU basketball team that is new in exception out of the Union County area, and we are going to have Coach Anthony Johnson on the line to tell us a little bit more about the Carolina Fire AAU basketball team and how they're doing there at the EA Prep Softball Basketball League. Coach Johnson, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing today?
I am doing just fine. I do apologize for that technical difficulty. We've been having problems all day today, starting at noon with our interview with Noah Taylor. I don't know what's going on here, but we're so happy that you were able to join us. So give us a little bit of background about Carolina Fire, how it came into inception, and any other information that you may want to share with our listeners.
Okay, well, the Carolina Fire, we started this past spring, summer, in May of 2015. I just started with a bunch of guys that I actually coached out at Carolina Course and Indian Trail in a beginner's league out there. And we wanted to start an organization where it gave some kids that otherwise may not have the opportunity to play AAU or travel basketball, give them opportunity to showcase their talents, and then do that, you know, less than usual cost because AAU can get expensive sometimes. So we just want to be able to provide an opportunity for some of those kids to play. And then also we want to be an organization that gives back to the community and work with the community and do some things of that nature.
That is fantastic. So now Union County, is that the Monroe area right on out the outskirts of Charlotte? Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. We're based out of Monroe, North Carolina, Union County. You know, some of our players come from all over some Union County schools, and we've been having some out of other areas, some out of Charlotte, Mecklenburg area, and actually have a couple players out of South Carolina.
That is fantastic because I know Monroe is near the Pageland because I'm from South Carolina. I used to teach at Central Piedmont there in Charlotte, and they were opening up a new location out in Union County. So I'm a little familiar with that. That's right down. Is it 74 Independence goes out that way?
Right down Highway 74. You pass right through Monroe coming down
now,
74.
Fantastic. So what is the age group for your – I noticed that you had the Carolina Fire Red and the Carolina Fire Black. Now, I'm not too familiar with how AAU works. So the red and the black, would that be the red jerseys and the black jerseys or – what is that?
Red and black are our two primary colors. And coming to this fall league, we started this summer – actually, when we began, we only had like 7 or 8 players. And we adopted red and black as our primary colors and, you know, mixed a little orange and yellow in there, you know, just, I guess, symbolizing fire when we came up with that name. And as far as the red and black in the fall league, again, like I said, we started with 7 players. We have, 22 players for this fall league, so we divided up into 2 rosters. So we actually have 2 teams participating. So to be able to differentiate when they're making the schedule and which teams are playing. So we just call one Carolina Fire Black and one Carolina Fire Red.
That's fantastic.
In order to give each kid a chance, an opportunity to play some more, you know, you can't have one team with 20-something players on. So we just decided to split up into 2 different teams.
Absolutely, and that's a great point to give everybody an opportunity to play. Now, would you happen to have, as far as recruiting, do you have any 2016 recruits that are looking to get signed to scholarships and And how does that work with the Carolina Fire?
Actually, because we're just beginning, trying to, one of the things with every chance.
Coach Johnson, are you there? I think we... Okay. We have a little bit of frequency there. I think we lost you there. Coach, can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you now. I'm sorry. That last part faded out with the recruiting. You said that you had just started out and was still working on 2016
right.
recruits.
Right. And what I was saying was this fall league that Aaron Alexander of the EA Press Stars put together has given us the opportunity to give these players some exposure. And we do have we have three seniors on our rosters now. And it's just giving them a chance. Some, even if they didn't think maybe they had an opportunity to play college basketball afterwards, just giving them a chance. And some
mm-hmm.
of them are realizing that there may be opportunities lying ahead for them if they showcase their skills and then also keep up their classwork, you know, which is the most important thing.
Absolutely. And we had that conversation with Coach Alexander that, the recruiting is a three-part process. It's the academic, the athletic, and then the tangibles, which is, you know, the social media. And I know we've had conversations, you know, prior to this interview and speaking with you, I know that these young men are going to have some good coaching and teaching going forward and making sure that, you know, you're going to be keeping them in line with the things that they need to do to get a scholarship application for the purposes of moving forward.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, if there are any listeners in our audience, if you're interested in reaching out to the Carolina Fire, Coach, how can they get in touch with you? What is that website information, contact information that they may want to reach out to you and become a part of that organization?
There's a couple of ways to contact us for anyone that wants to join our organization, anyone that wants to make a donation, any contributions to the organization. We are on Facebook, is Carolina Fire Basketball on Facebook. We also have our email address is carolinafirebasketball@yahoo.com. And we're actually about to launch our website this weekend, and it's freeteams.net/Carolina Fire Basketball.
Well, that sounds great. Now, those three seniors, because, you know, we have a lot of coaches that listen to our broadcast. Did you have any information, any names that you wanted to share with regards to your seniors? Perhaps some of the coaches may want to reach out to you directly and get more information on those recruits.
Right. I do. The three seniors that I have currently on my roster, and all three seniors currently play for Union Academy Charter School in Monroe, North Carolina, and they're Deron Staten, who's a 6'5", 6'6", post player. And then we have Eddie Nell, who's also another 6'4", 6'5", post slash wing player. He's also class of 2016. And then there's Thomas O'Brien Cooper, who's a 6-foot shooting guard. And he's also class of 2016. So anyone wants to come out to the EA Prep Stars Fall League and watch these guys play and, you know, talk to me, contact me any kind of way, and we'll make sure that, you know, we can talk and we'll get their parents involved, obviously.
That sounds great, and I know that I have some coaches that are smiling that are not in the state of North Carolina. You know, we recruit for colleges and universities all over the United States, and I already know that a couple of coaches, I know that Coach Mike Woody, who listens to our show, he's with Vance Granville Community College up the road there in Henderson. I know he's smiling about that six five players, especially that post player. He's always looking for post players, and I have Coach Garrett that's down in Georgia, and then Coach Tyler Conoy, who is in Virginia, and they would definitely be loving these that post player, those 6'4" and 6'5", and definitely in need of a shooting guard. So I definitely don't see a problem with those gentlemen getting signed to scholarships. So So would you have any that will be signing early? Are you aware that the early signing period is November the 11th through the 18th, where the players can sign their national letter of intent early, you know, for the purposes of signing and things of that nature? So would you have any that were maybe signing early on November the 11th or maybe interested in signing early to a scholarship on November the 11th?
I am aware of the early signing period. Right now, I don't have any that probably are going to be doing any of that. Also, you know, any of those coaches that you mentioned, if they want to contact me, we have game film on any of these guys. You know, willing to answer any questions about them. I can vouch for these guys. Good athletes, good students first, and just all around good young men.
Well, that sounds great, and I'm definitely going to be sending them your way. You know, I have your direct cell number, and I will be sharing that information with a lot of coaches that I know who are looking for recruits for the 2016 season. Well, Coach, we thank you so much for joining us, and you know, certainly appreciate you being a guest on our show. And we don't want this to be the last time. We definitely want you to come back again real soon and talk to the listeners a little bit more about the Carolina Fire and how you're progressing along. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Kathy, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
And I appreciate what you're doing for the league and for the Carolina Fire. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for calling in and being a guest on our show.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Okay, bye-bye. Listeners, that was the Carolina Fire head coach, Mr. Anthony Johnson, and he's doing some wonderful things there in Union County, Monroe, with our young people. As Coach Alexander said earlier, this is definitely a ministry that we are reaching out to try to reach as many young individuals as we can, and we definitely want to not leave our girls out, leave our women out. I know there are a lot of AAU teams that are available and that are coming into fruition for our young men, but we definitely don't want to leave our young ladies out, and I'm excited to know that Coach Alexander will be including a segment for our women's basketball players. I call them my balling divas. He will be including a section for them in the December 5th through January the 20th Winter Basketball League that will be going on at Providence Day and also Holy Trinity Middle School, Catholic Middle School there, and also Hawthorne Academy. These events, of course, are sponsored by Aaron and Smith, LLC downtown in the greater Charlotte area, and also by EJ Barbershop. EJ Barbershop is over on the east side of Charlotte, and you can definitely find them. If you're looking to get the most up-to-date hair cuts for young men and women, they also do eye brows and things like that. So if you need a cut, definitely want to go over to E&J Barbershop to get your a fresh cut, and definitely tell them that you heard about them on the TV Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show, and you definitely want to thank them for sponsoring the EA Prep Stars Basketball League Fall Free Basketball League that's currently going on now. So it is currently 4:15, and the 4 o'clock game that's going on right now is Indian Land High School versus Charlotte United Christian, the Charlotte United Christian game that's currently going on now at Hawthorne Academy. And then there is also at 4 o'clock the Carolina Blue Devils versus the DTA AAU basketball team that's going on at Holy Trinity Catholic Middle School. That's Holy Trinity Catholic Middle School. Listeners, if you're just joining us, we are TV Sports Recruiters Sports Talk Show, and I am your host, Kathy Reeves, and we just finished interviewing Coach Anthony Johnson with the Carolina Fire AAU basketball team. If you're interested in calling in to the radio station, you certainly may be able to do that. If you have any questions about the EA Prep Stars Basketball League or any questions about PD Sports Recruiters, you can definitely give us a call. Our number is 929-477-4177. Again, that number is 929-477-4177. If you wanted to call into the show, the parents of the Carolina Fire, if you wanted to call into the show, we're certainly welcoming you to do that. To listen to our show, you only need an internet connection. We are via mobile app. We are able to be heard live everywhere. You can listen live everywhere through your iPhone, through your iPad, through your Android, the Samsung Galaxy, and things of that nature. The only thing that you have to do is to go to Blog Talk Radio.